Good evening. I'd like to call the Daniel Town Council meeting to order for Monday, March 4th, 2019. First on the agenda, we usually have public comment. If there's any comments we'd like to be made. For the record, state your name.
I'm Mary Duggan, and I live on Tiancombe Road. I would like to point out that this winter has been very, very devastating to Tiancombe Road. So if you're planning any road maintenance this year, I hope that you will consider something with Tiancombe Road. And the other thing that I wanted to say is thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for doing all that you're doing. I don't think you hear that enough. I'm confident you don't hear that enough. And I know how
just
much,
like you do.
I know how much time this takes. Yes, I do. So I do want to say thank you and tell you that I think you're doing a great job. I had an opportunity to go to the Planning Commission meeting, this last one, and there are a couple of new families that have come in and they want to build, and I'm thrilled. Thrilled about that, the fact that we have new people coming, we have younger people coming. I hope we can get them involved in town government. They don't know what we did, what we went through to get where we are today, and they don't understand a lot of the things that have occurred and don't quite understand why they have to conform to certain rules. Anyway, I hope that we can get those younger folks involved and help them understand what's going on. But thank you to the Planning Commission, too, because it's really tough to sit there and say no. But they have to. So, thanks again.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Just real quick, Mary, did you think we was too harsh on that? Just your opinion.
Too harsh?
Yeah. Sometimes we get feedback that we're kind of not user-friendly. And I want to know, of course, well, you're probably tainted in that opinion, aren't you?
I serve on the Wasatch County Board of Adjustment. And sometimes there's just no solution. There just isn't. And I don't know what occurred with these two families prior to coming to the Planning Commission, but it seemed like there was an obvious, pretty easy answer to the one for Big Hollow Road. And it took a long time to get from here where they were all the way around to where they needed to be. And I don't, like I say, I don't know if they were talked to and told what their options were prior to, I mean, we all know that we inherited a lot of situations
yes.
that are just not
ideal.
That's a good word for it. And there, in this case, there was an answer to it. It just wasn't the answer that they wanted to hear. And I know that was hard for the folks on the commission to, I don't know. But no, I don't think you were too harsh. In fact, the answer is the answer. And that's it. If you're not consistent with what we're telling people, then that's where we get into trouble. And so there you have it. And there might be some answers in the future if we change the code, possibly. And, you know, that would be something that I would hope that we would at some point take a look at, perhaps. But for the answer is the answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any other comment? Item number two would be business licenses. They're all renewals. I have them here. There would be Smitty Small Engine, which we've renewed many times, Mountain Valley Construction, Larson Ground Maintenance, TJ's Mud Cuts, GM Trucking, CCH2O, BMCI Electric.
And the last one that came in just before in the mail, what is it?
I might have buried that one.
It's for Mike Ashby.
Timber Lodge, Timber.
Yeah, Timberland, Lumber, and Distribution. So, and that one made it in. Any questions or comments on that, or move on? Great.
Dirt is sitting on the door. You need that for you. I forgot. Sorry.
Okay. You have any comment? No?
No.
Great. Need a motion?
Need a motion to approve all the business licenses for renewal.
I make a motion to
to, I'm sorry, renew all the business licenses for renewal.
We have a first, we have a second?
I'll second.
We have first and second, approving all the renewals for the small business license. Any discussion?
Is that to include?
To include Timberland Lumber and Distribution.
Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Excuse me, second, any last discussion? Not, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
I have a question. Would it be possible at some point to make a list of all of our small businesses with phone numbers so that we could support, members of the community could support those businesses? Would that be, I mean, we could even maybe put it on the website or have it available on request or something like that?
Even on a renewal form, it's hard to believe, but I'll bet you somebody out there doesn't want to be on that list for some reason.
But there are a few.
So if you check a list and say, you know, can we put that, that's a great idea.
I would like to.
I would love to support the little ones that want it, but I'm sure someone would not want that without them, their permission.
Well, maybe you could ask them.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
But I would appreciate that.
Yes.
I think we all.
Okay, now Chip, before you go too far, I think he's here for a new license, is that correct?
Me?
Yeah, is that what you said you were here for?
Yeah, I wanted to apply. Please excuse me.
Come up and say your name for the record.
This is my very first time with one of these, so if you guys could just kind of humor me a little bit.
It's a good place to start.
Yep.
Great. My name's David Bates. I've lived here forever. Ever's a long time. 63-something years. I wanted to apply for a handyman license. Now, I've been thinking about this for a while. I work for Deer Valley Maintenance, you know, as a trade. I'm getting ready to retire, and I would like to just, you know, kind of go around town and do a little handymaning, you know? I mean, fix somebody's leaky faucet or, you know, got a bad light or just everything that I pretty much will do. And I just wanted to go about it the right way, how to apply for one, what kind of paperwork I need, and to submit it to you guys, you know, for approval or not approval, whatever, however it goes. And the very first thing they told me was to go to a town meeting. You know, I work with Casey Bateman. I'm certain you guys all know him, you know. I know him. He goes, well, first thing you need to do is go to a town meeting and get in touch with this. And I go, well, I'll just go to a town meeting, wait, sit through it. When I get done, I'll ask politely what I need to do and make a note. So basically, that's me.
Well, I was gonna say, I can answer that. There's an application online you fill in what you're gonna do, what kind of people, who's gonna be there, not be there.
Online as far as in Daniel?
Yep.
Okay.
Or you can stop at my office and I can give you an application as well.
That would be great. And whereabouts is your office?
1375 South Daniels Road.
That's almost by me.
Pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
Closed.
Any time? Monday through Friday?
8:30 to 5. From 8:30 till 5.
Thank you.
And when you come up the ramp, it's the door to the left.
Any dogs that I need to know their names?
It does say Daniel Town on the board.
Okay, great.
Sometimes
I just have to throw that in. Okay.
Do you still require, when the initial application comes in, that the applicant come before the council?
Yes.
Okay, so after you apply.
So the questions they're going to ask when you come is, how many vehicles are you talking about, employees?
Me.
Just you.
You and Shelby, right?
Pardon me?
Me and myself, right?
Correct, yeah.
So there's
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah. So there's three.
Yeah. So
really just looking for impacts.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's basically what we'll be looking for. So, yeah, you thought that application at $60 a year?
Okay.
And voila.
And voila.
Sounds good. And your name is again, ma'am?
Mary.
Mary?
Yep.
Mary Snyder?
Yes.
I read that online. Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Can I leave? I mean, you know, or can I sit?
You can stay.
You can leave at any time you'd like.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, no. Enjoy the meeting.
I mean, I've never been to one of these things before.
This is an easy one.
You like it, dog?
Thank you very much.
We might have a position for you to take in there.
No, I doubt it. It's not like my pond.
Okay, we don't have any new ones, so we're going to move on to item number 3, TO Engineering, which Ryan Taylor is going to tell us a little bit more about what his firm does rather than just potholes and a little bit of water work.
Okay, so down at the conference last week, and Eric stopped by our booth. We had up there advertising for work and whatnot, and read some of the brochures and was kind of surprised to hear some of the things we do. I mentioned that maybe it would be worth a few minutes of your time to talk about some of the things we do. So, and only 1 to 2 hours, so that I don't take too much of your time, or maybe 30 seconds. I got everybody's attention, though. I put together just a little bit of the information we had out there at the booth that talks about what we are and who we are. In 5 minutes or less, I had come to GDA, and they introduced GDA about 2.5 years ago as a small firm out of Cody, Wyoming, with a small office in Heber. At that time, the Heber office was 3 people. We're now up to 9 and currently trying to hire 5 more. So we've grown quite a bit in those 2 years. In August, we were acquired by a firm called TO Engineers. Their headquarters is in the Boise area. So we're now roughly 150 people, which is changing. You'll notice in your literature it says 130. That was when we printed. It's now about 150, which is wonderful to be that successful. We've got 7 offices, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, 3 in the Boise area, Cody, Wyoming, and Heber. And then services that the company offers is quite a wide range of services. One of the things that we do most firms don't is the airports. You'll remember GDA was largely involved in airports, TO is too. Including this one. So Heber is one of the airports we service. There's about 39 others. There's a total of about 40 airports that our airports team works on.
That's where I couldn't get the answers, but that 2 years ago.
Yep.
And if anyone would like to come in, we'll be happy to tell you anything that's going on in the Heber Airport.
Well,
or what isn't going on at the Heber Airport. But we're an open book. And that would be best with Jeremy, because I don't usually know what's going on with the airports. Beyond that, we do have a land development group and a transportation group. I think that's really good for our junior engineers to not only do plan reviews like we do for you guys, but actually go try to develop and get reviewed. It's remarkable how much different the next letter looks after they got one themselves. So that mix is really a great compromise for our junior engineers coming up. Some amazing wastewater folks that do both wastewater and water treatment, as well as the distribution lines and whatnot. We haven't had the need here in Daniel for any wastewater or really cool water treatment yet, and hopefully we won't, but we have that if we need it. And then survey, we were one of the pioneers in the drone technology. And then, of course, it's not going to come up here, but we've got some really cool things that we're doing with the drones in terms of, you know, high resolution, super high resolution aerial photography, and then building 3D models. We currently have a contract with the state. Now we're going to build a virtual inspection for some stormwater training classes. I'm one of about 13 inspectors for the stormwater class. And we're going to build a virtual inspection and rewrite that class around that virtual inspection, hopefully this year. And then our GIS group, we're doing a lot of really cool things with GIS. We've done some of those here in Daniel, and there are some other really cool things on maintenance and whatnot that we're up to. Locally, we're obviously the engineer here. In addition, we work with Wasatch County with their engineer, the North Fork Special Service District, which is basically Sundance, and then Park City, and we're currently in the final selection process for Hideout to be their engineer as well. And then up in Idaho, we're the city engineer for four or five other towns up there. Any questions?
Well, I think you've done a great job all these years through all those other companies as well, so I don't have any questions at the moment, but I am glad to hear we have other needs, that if we had other needs, that you'd probably be able to take care of.
I think we've got a fairly good group of folks that have a wide range of skills, from the road with potholes in it to the small water line extensions. I think we've got that here, and largely been, you know, been fairly successful here, and that's, you know, appreciate the continued service and having been the town engineer all these years.
So I wonder if we can get the air quality situation started measuring out by the airport. It seems to be our Daniel's office would be pretty close to it.
I don't know that I can comment on that, but
Probably can,
we can work on that.
Wonder if we can get one.
The new air monitors are pretty cheap if we want to put one up ourselves.
It might be a good idea.
With that, I won't make this meeting any longer than has to be.
So, any questions for Ryan?
Oh, thank you for this, Ryan.
So the plus gone now?
The plus is gone, yes.
Okay.
The plus.
I like the plus, but it's gone for now.
Okay.
Maybe coming back.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
So you were talking about the drones that
yes.
were pioneered. Do you remember when we did the water system, the new tank, we had an aerial view. No one else had an aerial view, and the way we did that was Epic Engineering had an engineer working with Jed Lewinsky. And he put a camera on a drone and did that, and it was like...
So when we say pioneer, we had literally duct tape and a little bit of hot glue to a model airplane and sent it up before they had all the drones that you see now when you advertise. We duct taped a camera and put it on rapid fire and sent it up and collected like 2,000 pictures before it landed, and then manually stitched all those pictures together to create the aerial image we used when we designed the water tank.
But this person right here is the reason that we did so well with that system and the grants and funds that we got. He did such a professional job for us that he just looked great.
And continues.
Thank you.
And he does. I haven't been called for a recommendation in a long time, but I'm still there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Speaking of those, Ryan, I got a notice from one of the water companies says they have an additional fund available.
Oh, excellent.
Congress just freed up a bunch of funds for, I think it was when we talked to that lady.
Okay.
I think it was theirs that happened. There was $700,000 for big systems and $300,000 for small systems.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll get ate up in a hurry, but.
Yeah, well, I'll renew that request here shortly and see if we can get any of that.
Good.
Unfortunately, getting loans is easy. Getting grants is all about timing and persistence.
Yes.
And so you keep, but it's a battle because you've got to watch the budgets on how much time you spend on it. So it's, you know, poke every few months, and that comes down to luck, unfortunately, more often than not.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, that would end item number three, Ryan's overview. Turn the time over to Eric for any planning department reports and issues that might arise there.
Okay. So we're doing pretty good. We got, well, I'm handing these out. Does somebody want to go over the meeting you guys went to?
Seth?
Yeah, I'll go.
I can't report on that. I wasn't there.
I know. I thought you said you were always going to be there.
I was. You guys sent me somewhere else.
Chip and I went to the inter-local meeting. I think it was on, I can't remember the date, Chip. It was, yeah, a couple weeks ago. And I didn't bring all of my notes, but they went over the bypass road. And I know that they had a meeting the week prior. I was out for the night before. I was out of town, so I didn't go to that meeting. But they are about 2.5 years out on that bypass, so.
And I got as far as, that's just the environmental impact result study, and so it's actually probably, you know, who knows what's after that study, so.
You're gonna have to go to an impact study?
Yeah. And so it's a 2.5 years over until that's done, and then they still have not secured the SPU store, whatever that new area is called, I forgot, right where the...
Well, they have like the three different ways that they're going to go. It was kind of behind your fields or something, and because the school just bought some property, I think that was putting a little wrench and...
Yeah, the school's not attended any of the meetings, which of course would be really important for them to be involved, or they might want a school later on down the road just so they can help plan, but they have not been able to locate meetings for a long time.
Did they purchase another piece of property?
Yes.
Where?
It's kind of behind your field. I don't know exactly where it's at.
Behind my field?
Muir Field.
The school there?
Muir Fields in Heber.
I thought that was all wet. I thought that's why they come by the road.
That's kind of behind that.
Probably pretty wet now.
The other thing that interested Chip and I is they're doing, Heidi Franco is going to head up an air quality study, and she's looking for somebody from each government entity to be on her board. And so they have five. Ryan, you were talking about the new little detectors. Now I can't remember the name. It was a purple something or...
I got like a blue. You guys have probably more recent information than I have, but they've got some really fairly inexpensive ones.
Yeah, they're about $250, and so they have five of them. Yeah, they have five of them planted around Heber. We asked why we weren't on the study, Daniel, because I said, why is there not one at the airport? Charleston, there's one in Charleston, and Charleston goes into red zones quite a bit.
Fairly.
You know, fairly often for the air quality. And you can look on that online on, it's in Wasatch County. I didn't bring my notes, I'm sorry. I just can't remember where they told us to go and look.
There's a link on the page.
Yeah, there's a link.
Is there live? Do you see the data?
Yeah, you can see yeah.
The green dots all over. Yellow dot, red dot.
Can you see history or just the current data?
I think you can see history,
The office.
So, you know, maybe we would be interested in purchasing one for $250, putting it at the office around the airport or finding a place to put it just to, you know, stay in there. And, you know, and she is looking for somebody in every entity. And so that's something that we should talk about too, to be on her board.
She did. They asked if anybody there wanted to start to put that board together, and I think a few hands made it about here, but not a whole lot of hands made it above as far as even getting the committee formed. But they certainly, as Stephanie said, they would like to get a representative from each local entity if they can. So.
Yeah.
So this is her approach coming back from the first time she tried this?
Yeah.
Because she was just going to outlaw wood stoves.
Wood didn't quite get that far on the list. I did kind of make a comment added on to Stephanie's in the early beginning that as I saw the addresses of all the testers, it's like, well, none are even near us. They're all in Midway and Heber City and the four lights. And so I had to stop them and ask them why we didn't have it on our side. And he said they didn't have enough money to do them everywhere. And I said, so of all the places in the valley that have the biggest pollution, which would be the airport, you wouldn't have one of those five that you could afford put right there. And apparently they didn't, or they couldn't afford that. So I moved on. I just
good job, Chip.
That's the only comment I wanted to make.
I could maybe be on that board.
And I'd be interested too, Chip, because I think that I'm a little bit on the other side, that maybe I could bring some balance in our opinions and what we're looking at.
We would love to have a representative and maybe put that on the agenda, Mary, just to have.
I mean, I'd like to see good air quality, but.
That's good. Yeah, my biggest complaint when I went right to the stove was, man, this is the only fuel some of our old folks have to heat their home.
Well,
they can't tax.
And the thousands of tankers going through town every day, that's not a problem. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's not just Daniels with the fixed income. There's so many throughout the county, and so a lot of people are prepared the same way I feel. Even though I had two hats, I sell it, and we have folks here that literally stay warm with firewood.
Absolutely.
That's just the fact. And
one thing they can do to save money and stay warm.
And it's the only fuel, I don't know, a lot of people don't know that firewood is the only fuel left that's not taxed. So firewood's not taxed for the folks who buy it.
And it's renewable.
Yes, it is.
That's important.
It grows like grass.
And I believe Heidi's going to come around to each to every one of our meetings, different places, and do a presentation, maybe ask somebody, so.
Awesome.
So anyway, so you've got a couple people, I think it's important.
Yeah, the problem is they put these committees together and guess when they meet?
Mondays.
In the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that might be good for me.
It might.
Because I can sneak out.
Yeah, when I worked for myself, they didn't like that, because that should work.
Yeah, but yeah, so.
Okay, so you see here the planning report. The web parcel was denied, as Mary mentioned. We'll be mailing out this letter if it's approved here tonight. Please be advised that Daniel Planning Commission recommends the following. Commissioner Baker, motion to deny the application due to a lack of evidence of code regulation compliance. So that will be the letter we'll be sending out to the applicants, the web trust, if the council's okay with it. Okay. Jeremy and Aaron, they're coming around to look like they're going to go towards a subdivision application now. So we've been back and forth with the different things with them.
Jeremy and Aaron are?
They're the ones that came before you to appeal the decision that the planning commission made on denial of their application. And they came here for the appeal.
Okay.
The Hilton property.
Yes.
So they appealed that decision to you guys. It was upheld, so now they circle back around and we're working on, this is my words, the correct way to do it.
The horse before the cart.
Okay.
Okay, you'll notice Robert Armstrong's up there. Anybody's driven up to top of Mill Road to see how clean that lot is?
It looks fabulous.
Done a lot of work into that, so.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
And so we did grant him that, the council allowed him to apply the water line to his hookup. So I imagine that will be going pretty soon here in the spring, that they'll be.
You know what he's planning on doing with the gap?
I don't.
At least it's cleaned up.
Yeah.
Whatever goes in there is going to be.
Yeah, and he is working with Stephanie and with a lot adjustment on there too, so there's talk going on, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
So another thing, right under there, Joe Witt is applied for a sports arena. It's bigger than 1,500 square feet, which our code pushes to a conditional use. So we have the application for the building, now we're to the conditional use. So we'll be holding a public hearing on that conditional use. Do we want to do a joint meeting for that?
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that too.
I mean, that kind of helps us, so we're not, everybody.
Where is this at? Or
it's on 3000 South. right, if you come out of Big Hollow Road, just straight across the road.
Okay.
So it's in a side yard there. It's a half court basketball inside. But it has been lowered into the ground like 6 feet, so it's not high, but it's.
Okay.
Looks like a good thing. So anyway, we'll be going to that. We're waiting for him to come back with the conditional use fees. We'll move forward on that. Okay. Anything else on there that grabs your eye?
What's the church or conditional?
The church is a Troy Anderson that came in for a conditional use. At the end of, what is it?
Ranch Drive.
Across from the school. So
but we haven't heard from him since then, right?
We have not heard from him since then. I did talk to Pam, and she sent him an email that we would need that in writing if he's going to withdraw that application. And he just hasn't done that. So he's paid his fees. We have an open application until he withdraws or moves forward. It's in his court. So you will notice down on complaints, we have no complaints to report this month. But you should also notice the planning hours for 2018. 1738. If you divide that is 1725 an hour. So that's where we're at. We don't need to discuss that tonight. It'll be coming up in the budget, I'm sure. I could go into the legislature and what they have, but unfortunately, they're not listening, so it doesn't do any good to call.
I've heard that from more than two or three people.
Yes.
This might be a tough year for any ears to hurt.
Yes. I say, I can be educated, teach me. I don't have time. Great. Wish you'd mention that when we go. OK. Okay, so that's everything we got on the planning. You good to go? No more other questions?
Perfect.
Trust, 30 bucks.
Yeah, so we did issue the building permit for lot 13 in Storm Haven. And they are elevating that up out of the floodplain, so.
Adding some soil.
Yeah, they've had that engineered up out of the floodplain, so it's actually higher than the road. So that prior years, we had that lot flood. This should take care of that. Should run across the road before it has anything to do with that.
So the lot will still flood, but the house will be up out of it, was the idea.
Is there a retaining wall or just building it up?
No, the house is just, the foundation is about 3 feet. They said, I haven't been out there to double check it. I guess they poured Friday.
The footings are in?
Yeah, so I guess they'll get the vault stems in and then we'll check. But they're supposed to be about 3 feet higher than the top of the footing, top of the foundation is supposed to be about 3 feet higher than the road, and then the finished floor is almost 4 feet higher than the road. So if we have 4 feet of water going over the road, we've got bigger issues.
Yeah, I was just flipping that. But they brought in a lot of fill, so they've elevated that whole thing. They moved they did find the water line, so it's PVC. And so they just hooked on with the blue. I mean, I don't know why they didn't go back as far as they could, but they didn't. They just chopped it off and hooked on, so. It's beyond the meter, so it's not our deal, but it should be easy right now to fix it right, but okay. But that one, we did issue the permit, so.
Any other questions for planning? Not, I did, as far as Daniel Municipal Water, I know we had something come through and it's been corrected again as far as that goes with regards to points and one of our tests. And that's been handled, I believe, at this point. And Gary's not here to mention anything more than that. They told me about a week ago. I didn't.
I think we still have a letter to send out. We had a test that didn't get recorded properly. Long story. So we've got a letter to send out. We're working with Marion.
Okay.
But yes, it's in process. And as far as I know, that's the only thing we've got wrong so far.
Okay. I'm sure they will let us know if we have any more. Anybody have any other comment with regards to Daniel Municipal?
Conference was good. I've decided I want to quit if you want me to do all that.
which all things did I mention?
Exactly. You know that list Derek put? That's what you are supposed to be doing. conference, it was really good. I learned a lot. It was very informative. We did the CCRs, me and Eric. They let Eric come in. And he took Storm Haven and I took Daniel because I thought he'll have the hard one. No, he breezed through his and I'm the one that got stuck with. And the points are changing as of the 1st of January. They're going up, they're doubling. And so it is essential to get these off. I found out we only have 120 days to fix them after they give us these things. These, you know, your... you only have 120 days.
And you're getting those now, correct? Or there's a report that you weren't getting that you are getting now, but maybe you still need some reports that you need, or what?
Yeah, no, we just have things up on the tanks that need to be taken care of. That we have points like that need to be taken off. And I know it's kind of hard, some, you know, one's just a screen, but it's 10 points. Next month, as soon as it hits January, it's gonna be 15 points. It's not hard. I mean, we're already up to, what I think, 120 points. We only have 150, and then the EPA comes and takes our system. So I go into the meetings, it just reaffirmed how these points are essential. And I got to get I don't know how to get our water manager to understand how important these, because it is a very, I don't want the EPA coming.
Were the last two items related to that?
Let's see.
Point items.
Oh, point items was that we didn't get the test in, but that got resolved while we was down there. Eric went and he talked to the guy and he got a couple of them taken off right there. I am very, very lucky to have a fallback that is in water that can help me, you know, guide me, as I said, Eric, I don't understand what's this, you know, as I'm learning. And he's like, oh, this is this, and let's go talk to this guy. And he walks right in and says, what about this? We have this. And he's like, show me. And Eric pulls it right up on his phone, and he's like, well, yeah, you do have that. Well, let's take that off. And I'm looking at Eric like, you know, thank you, thank you. But yeah, there is just some things that just need to be taken care of. But the one big thing is, since Stormhaven is such a mess, that they want, we have to fill out a paper for a year's a report asking for a year time, and not just the 120 days. We need a year. And I get on, I fill out the paperwork, and I send it in. But she also said if we need longer than that year, that's available. We just need to let them know.
Is that a DEQ at state, or is that, which level is that you're talking about?
That was the, just, what was it, Dirk? It was just the storm.
That's air. That's rural water.
Rural,
yeah,
water.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but I don't know, I guess I don't want to overstep my bounds of what I need to do. You know, I'm trying to feel where I'm, where you guys want me. I don't want to step on Ryan's toes, but I would like to start sending a million, you know. We have tests that they could be done. This is our last, what, this year is heavy test year, big test year. But it could have been done 2 years ago. It's a 3-year test. It could have been done in this 3-year time. And instead, we've saved them all up for this year. We could have spaced them out, and so we wasn't, wham! Now, I am not waiting till the last minute. You know, so that might be a problem. But I would like to just send some friendly reminders to Amelia, saying, hey, this test is available. Can we get this going? You know, let me know what I need to do. And, you know, if that's okay with everybody to do that.
I would think so.
But I don't want to overstep my bounds with Ryan.
Because you're not going to step on my toes. Go for it.
Because like I said, I talked to him about the CCNRs. I said, do you want to do them this year, or do you want me to? And he's like, you want to have at it, do it, but you know. But so like I said, we was up there for 4 hours doing this, but it was mainly, she whipped through Eric's and just said, good luck. But we was not a hot mess. There was some systems that was hot messes. We was just a mess. So we.
Well, I think the reminder is a good idea. That shouldn't be a problem. So as we're smoothing some of these things out,
I was going to say, if that's okay, and then I was going to give Gary a list of things that need to be fixed, the points, to just to remind him. Gary, can we get up there, get these done? One of the things was that they want a repair kit up in the well houses, up at the chlorine thing. Well, Eric was looking on it, and they're like $3,000 for something that, as you know, after talking to Ryan, why do we have to have this? If you go in and smell this, don't go in. You know, call the fire department, or just wait till it dissipates. It's only 150 pounds. Don't go in. But they want these, and I'd asked my son Darren at Midway, I said, where do you have these? And he said, in every one of our things. And I said, they're pricey. And he's like, they are. He says, and none of us are gonna touch them, he said. We're not going to go in and use them.
Yeah.
He said, but they have to have them.
Yeah, so if the cylinder ever gets a hole in it, it's a kit that you can put this Band-Aid on and chains and strap it down and get it to stop leaking. And the thing is, they make these 2,000-pound containers for chlorine gas that, yeah, if you've got 2,000 pounds leaking, you need to stop it, because that's a lot of gas. Everybody I've talked to, if the 150-pound cylinder starts leaking, wait for it to stop leaking and pick up the empty cylinder and throw it in the truck.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to go take care of the 150-pound cylinder unless it's like right in the middle of town or a school. But up where our pump station is, if something happens, we're just going to let it dissipate and deal with the empty bottle later.
And really, it won't affect our residents because it's heavier than theirs. We'll follow that.
So,
how much are
the bottles themselves?
Not very much.
$400 or something like that.
Yeah, $400 or $500.
It's not a new one, but I mean to fill it. It's
probably $100. So maybe just our repair kit, just have another bottle.
We have another bottle, but that's not what they're writing us up for. They're writing us up because we don't have a kit. It's on our sanitary survey. Now, the health department didn't assess us any points on that when we did the sanitary survey, but they wrote it up.
So guess what's going to happen? And technically, with the new IPS rule that just came out, you have 120 days to have it corrected.
But that isn't new. That's been.
Yeah, the 120 days has been there. But here's the difference. The EPA looked at the Division of Drinking Water and says, when we're getting these sent to us, why haven't you moved and find these people? Why aren't, your job is to go be the go-between. Because if they come in, they just find us. That's the EPA. That's what they do. That's how. So they're trying to bring their points more in line with the EPA so that they can see that something's going on, that they're doing their job. So that's why all the points that are 15 or 10 will now go to 15. A lot of the violations are now, they were minor, and now they'll go to major. So, and so then the increase, and at 200 points, guess what? You're not an approved system. And I don't know what it takes to get back, but Randy pretty much said that that's a hard road to get back to an approved system once you're unapproved.
Back to this repair kit. So is it a fiberglass type thing or epoxy type?
It's chains with, I forget the kind of rubber it is that's on it. Same thing to make the gaskets out of those. So if you poke a hole in the side, you can just wrap a chain around. It looks like a piece of all thread with a big square on the front that pushes against the tank.
Well, that's like a plumber's. Yeah, all that goes around.
And the same thing with the valve on top. If you strip the threads out, this thing goes over and it'll push up against it. So it's quite a bit. There's a lot in it, but it'll be an issue.
Well, we better just get it taken care of.
Yeah, we worked so hard to get all the points off. I'm so disappointed to hear. But what you're talking about, some of this rural water, when we, I used to do all this, so that's why I'm saying this, but the circuit riders were so awesome. I'm sure that those guys have already retired or whatever, but don't be bashful about asking rural water to help, because they helped us so much. And they come right here.
Oh, really?
They do. They come here. In fact, they would call us and make an appointment to come up, or we could call them and ask them to come up if we had something going on. Are you our water operator now?
Oh, no, here he is.
He can't be a water operator.
Yeah.
No.
He can be an operator. He can't. You still have to have somebody that's licensed. But you can have a water operator that's not licensed.
Are you then on as a licensed person? Okay. Well, anyway, don't be bashful about using a little water, because they
was very friendly, and they seem to.
They are.
They just say everybody's scared of them, so there's nobody will talk to them, so they don't know. Some of our biggest.
They just want to help you.
Yeah.
They want to fix
their
it.
Goal is to make sure you've got a good system, and
right.
We don't want to be Sandy.
No, I agree.
Or Murray. Or yeah. But one of the other things I guess I needed to ask is, one of the other big things was, I need to get letters from like the school district and the church and that, saying that I need their inspections for their backflow. So I was going to send out a letter, but we found a letter online that was for backflow, and it was built for the whole town, so I could send it out in the water bills, and it would just tell the citizens, the water users, what's expected of them and how to make sure they're not getting, they're not misusing their water. And so is it okay if I print that and put them in, because that will go toward our educating our people?
We did that every year.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, that's probably like once a year, put in a reminder.
Yeah, just put in. The spring's a good time because they start hooking their hoses on and that. So
makes sense.
So that will be okay for me if I just didn't want to do it without, because
And that template's already typed up and we've already sent this particular one out?
No, Eric had found one online. Do you have yours?
What
it was
this
all
one
in the records
there,
that I passed on, so I don't know.
Cross connect. So it's, we have to have a cross connect program now in the town.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a systematic certain number every year that you're checking.
10%. So the commercial ones, they're required to do their own tests, but they're supposed to be supplying us with the. So we sent the county that letter when they were trying to put in the second fire flow, which they never did. So I don't know if they have backflow over there or not on their lines.
Right.
But the church will have one, the school will have one. And Ryan mentioned, all of our meters read forward and back. So technically we're checking all of them 100% every year. So he had turned that in. Now I'm going to turn it in again. So they hired a new guy. Gary's over that down at this rural water, or the Division of Drinking Water, I guess, is who he worked for. And I'm going to turn that back in and tell him that we are monitoring that. It sends us an alarm if it goes in reverse.
Right.
So the letter that we have on the website was part of our cross-connect education, the what are we doing for you letter. That's what got the points off of us for the 10 points for our cross-connect.
And this would be part of that same kind of training education. On an annual basis kind of?
If that's okay with you. And then we sent out that letter, if you got it for the fence, trying to establish, let's get that, because they hit us pretty good points. We're not having the area fenced in.
All right, for the protection
and,
zone.
Yeah, so Eric helped me type it up and get it so and send it to that guy to hopefully, but you know what? I haven't heard a word from
him. I've heard so. Both that the way it is fine, the way it's not fine. I literally have heard that they've, you know, the way it's accepted, it's not fenced, but it's so sloped and it's fine.
But they didn't grant us an extension. It's a problem. So until they grant that, we have defense, so
fair enough.
They hired a different person. Julie was over that. Now there's another guy over that. So we did fire him off an email.
Yeah. We're finding out all the old guys are gone, and all these new ones are coming in with these grandiose ideas.
And haven't looked at the letters.
Yeah, that aren't the same.
So we looked up the letter, and the letter said that Julie had asked Mike Duggan for more information, and that's where it was dropped. So that's what they have
in
their file.
Mike contacted. I thought we had taken care of that.
Yeah.
So
it's still on our thing for.
We had the circuit rider come out and he talked to what's his name?
It doesn't matter because they all retired.
That guy.
Everybody retired. Julie's moved on now.
I won't remember, but I thought we had done that.
I remember that it was taken care of at least once, but anyway, it's back and we've got to take care of it again.
Tar points.
Question.
So we're trying. We're pushing, but like I said, Brian, let me know if I overstep. Sorry. And you will.
You're not going to offend me. As long as we're getting things done, I don't care who gets it done.
You might as well just do it and then not worry about it anymore.
Question on this backfall. Is that pertaining to somebody that might be put on irrigation water in?
Even a hose in a water trough is a potential cross-contamination.
Okay.
So everybody has it. Everybody needs to be aware of that.
Even a puddle. One-way valves.
Well, that's what we have in our centers. Is a check valve.
But also in there. In the lines and going into the house or whatever at that point, but possibly a second check valve.
They may have one in that we don't know about. We didn't require those.
Well, there's building code things that get checked on new homes for anti-siphon devices, but everyone I know takes those off right after they get their CO, so.
They do, so.
Good reminder.
why is.
It's just a vacuum breaker, so when you turn on the hose, it bubbles out of that vacuum breaker. That gasket goes to pieces, and then you don't have any pressure on it. They're junk. They suck. But they do their job. First, getting stream out of your hose.
So now I got a couple one-way valves just on the irrigation line that I've got for filling up a tank, so I don't get it going back the other way.
Oh, that flow system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So CCRs are completed and you're going to send them out?
Yep, I just,
no.
They're completed. I have not sent them out. We was waiting for this one thing to get cleared up.
We've catching up with this test that didn't get recorded.
Yeah.
So it will not appear in the CCNR because they're holding that until we prove to them that it was indeed done.
Is this the one that the lab messed up on?
Yes.
They held it too long?
I guess, I don't know. We can't get to the bottom of it, but we know it's been done. The letter was sent again, so.
Well, I have an email that they indicated they held it too long, and that's why they resent the test kit back so that we could resample.
That's for the fourth quarter. There's a third quarter sample that we can't repeat. And anyway, so we have to send out the letter. But
we're on our way getting.
Hopefully that won't be a problem again.
It's really complicated.
It is. It's going to get worse. I mean, it's just getting more and more regulation. I mean, there'll be a point where the town's going to have somebody on board. It's just going to get expensive. That's what they're doing.
I left there with my mind going, whoa! Eric just kept saying, it's okay. And I says, I think I'm ready to drink. I think I'm ready to start drinking because, oh my goodness.
You're across the river.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
The system we have now for testing is working a lot better than what we had, but it's still not perfect. And a large part of it is the division's database is not perfect. And so they'll send out letters that say you're in violation when the reality is we've got everything, and then you have to work backwards.
Right.
And then, of course, there's other things. We take samples down, but it gets, you know, we delivered it on Friday at 3, and they didn't catch it in time, and then by Monday morning it was too late, and, you know, so we're trying hard to sample. Usually it's the end of the month is the deadline, so we try hard to sample before the 15th, so if there's a problem, we can go back and fix it and still be in that month. We're still not perfect. A lot of times, I mean, this last one in the third quarter, we were notified at the end of the fourth quarter that we'd missed the third quarter. Like, I'd be happy to go fix it if I would have known, but we turned in the bottle. I thought everything was fine.
Yeah, so they did show us how to go online and look at the reports, make sure that it was sent to the state and they received it. So we're able to do a little backpedal, and they've added some windows onto your report that you can view from the state. So.
You know, from my point over the years, it's just, there's not, I mean, once in a while you have the same thing, maybe a month or in a row, but it's always seemed to be something different, not necessarily over 4 years, but, you know, this year, these things happen, this year, these things happen, sort of like this, but not quite the same. And
yeah. Yep. But there was a lot down there. There's some things we just can't do nothing about. Some of the Storm Haven stuff won't be fixed until we get a tank. So, I mean, they're writing us up for not having the box above 4 inches above grade and a lid on it. I mean, those are things that won't happen until we build a tank. So those are the things now that we need to get the letters in and get the, we need more than a year. We need to get that on file so they don't ding us with it. When we're getting wrote up for that, they, oh, here's the, we got an addendum to that. So that's how come we gotta be on top of it that way. Or else it'd just be, we'll be dealing with the EPA. We don't wanna deal with it.
Okay. Out of all this discussion, you know, I know Storm Haven's next, but is there anything special that we need to discuss about Storm Haven or any issues there?
Brian, we have
an update. You guys have awarded the contract for the well driller. I was able to negotiate. We got that price down under the grant amount by quite a bit. So I think we've got a pretty good cushion there to get the well drilled. We still have the pump, you know, putting a new pump in and connecting it is an issue, but we got that cost down about $80,000.
Great.
And so I'm working with CDBG to get all those meetings set up, because as you know, we've got to go through all those pre-bid meetings and pre-pre-bid meetings and whatnot. So all those are taking place, and we'll hopefully have him under construction as soon as it's not so muddy there that we have to deal with mud of it.
Great.
What was our negotiating factors? What do we end up with?
We decreased the depth from 500 feet to 400 feet, and we changed the drilling method. Was one of the bigger things. We allowed them to drill where they are, and then because we went shallower, we put a cement plug in the bottom instead of some other things, so that if we wanted to, we could go back and extend it deeper. We think, if that was desirable in the future, and then we took out a lot of the tests. Some of the development and other costs that we probably weren't going to use anyway.
Okay.
There's a potential to bring it down even more if we can get the division to give us an exception on some pump test requirements. But I'm working with the division to see if we can do that now.
Another question. You've already communicated.
We've communicated that. I'm working on an answer. And so the part of that is what they want is the well tested for 150% of whatever you're going to pump it at, which makes it really hard to do with one pump. So usually they have somebody come in, we set a pump, a temporary pump, and we pump it really hard as we possibly can. We beat the heck out of the pump. That's why we don't want to own that pump. We do all sorts of bad things we're not supposed to do to pumps to that pump. Sand, gravel, pump it outside of its range. We get 24 hours of good hard data on how well the well will pump, and then we can pump it, you know, decrease that rate, and that's what we put our pump in. What I'm applying for is an exception where if the well makes a whole lot more water than what we really need. Say it looks like we can do 100 or 200 gallons a minute, but we need 50. Can I just put our pump in, not do a pump test, not set that test, just put our pump in the ground, equip it, and I'll run it for 24 hours and do it, draw down test, get all the data, and say, look, here we got the data, and we've got a great factor of safety, everything's good. there's two problems with that. One is it assumes that we'll have a great big factor of safety after I finish this test, and until the well's drilled, we we're very hopeful, but we have absolutely no idea. And then two, obviously you can't run the pump at 150% of what it produces, or we'll use the bulky pumps. So working through those challenges, if we can do that, it saves a significant amount of money.
Is there any way to switch on anything during that 24 hours?
No, it has to pump 24 hours nonstop.
But if it ran out of water, it would have stopped anyway.
This is true. If it runs out of water, we did the testing very badly, so.
Okay. All right.
The rate at which you select that pumping rate should be is carefully, there's a lot of engineering that goes into that. That's part of the test, though. If it runs out of water at that rate, then that's the wrong number, and the well's not capable of that flow rate.
I was just trying to save my pump.
So, yeah, during the 24-hour test, if it starts sucking air, you have to stop. And then you let the well recover, we pick a different flow rate, try again.
Try again, see what the drawdown is. Okay.
All right, I'll take that as taking care of storm here as well. Item number seven, approval of council meeting minutes for February 4th, 2019. If everyone's had a chance to read that, I was not there, so I will not be voting on that.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve.
I second it.
We have a second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Mary, we'll turn the time over to you. Item number eight, recorder's office, the warrants. This is back here, there we go.
Okay, Comcast, office phone 9011, DNA, half dozen, 200. Smith and Harvickson, there were four different invoices. The first one was $3,376, second one $815, third one $2,725.50. And the fourth one for $685. Computer Nerds for $225. That was for a Polaris issue with backing up. Roll Water, this was for conference registration, was $270. Hyatt was for rooms for $288.88. And then that one should have had Eric on it. It's reimbursement for business cards for $1587. TO Engineering, McCombs $551, Simus $335.25, Leafson $784.70, Engineering $445.30, Witz $242.50, Raymond $192.50, Calls $501.50, and then planning for $390. Or actually, the last month there was an invoice that I had put the wrong amount in. I looked at the wrong item, so it was short, $390. Rural Water Association, annual dues, $525. Wasatch Wave for the fiscal year meeting schedule, $46.25. And then the fiscal year budget, $27.74. Polaris Quarterly, $500. And then Postmaster for mailing legal down was $735. For a total of $13,482.75. Eric's hours, and then Wasatch County for snow removal, $7,155.50, for a total of $7,905.20. Council payroll, and then commission. So total for general is $28,215.95. Daniel Municipal Water, CenturyLink for data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power $317.66. Chemtech Ford for testing $20. TO Engineering for engineering $286.05. Sampling $70. Total $741.46. And then payroll. Again, Val and Gary didn't turn in any time. So total for Daniel Municipal, $1,149.46. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy for the monthly charge, $907. Heber Light and Power, $200.98. Chemtech Ford for testing, $40. TO Engineering for engineering, $1,417.62. Sampling, $95. Total, $1,512.62. And then payroll, Stormhaven, total, $1,640.12.
Questions on the warrants? No, motion. Accept. Margaret.
Mary, on this Smith and Hart's basin, can we get that broken down which suit they are?
They are.
But they're not on here.
Meaning that it would...
I just wasn't sure if you wanted those listed out or not.
I do, because I'm getting really confused. We got a lot of lawyer stuff going on.
Yeah, they're broke out on the invoices. I just wasn't sure if you wanted them on there or not.
I think they're asking us to do a lot. It's going to be hard to track because there's a lot of calls going on. There's a lot of back and forth. So.
Yeah, they've got them broke out. Like I said, I just wasn't sure you wanted that.
Does anybody else want that?
Yeah, I'd like to see it. You know, maybe we have a private, maybe we have a closed session to go over it all, or maybe we don't or something, but I would like to know, just like with Ryan too, which if it's a home building permit, I'd like to know where that might stand, and on this, if we could ask David to, or...
It's on the invoices, I have them.
So yeah. I would like to know where, you know...
I was going to say, if nobody else wants it, then I'll just get a copy of the...
I'd like to see it.
I guess just send us a copy of the invoice.
Okay.
It's just an email, and that way it just goes directly to you.
Sure. And so you're getting this one, right? Or T&O?
I haven't gotten anything from that.
You don't see this?
I don't see that.
So you better send that to the mayor too, Mary.
And that would be the ones that you kind of, for each application.
It should be broken out by application, and the budget is the money that the town's received. And then we bill hourly, so if we come in under budget, we... Certainly, the tax keeps the difference.
And in my mind, I'm just looking at the pluses and minuses. Each year we do adjust, haven't in your past tried to adjust to get as balanced as we could. So
I'm trying to think, do you send me this or does Amelia?
No, Amelia. So when she sends those to Eric and I, will you just ask her also to make sure he's CC'd?
You bet.
Thanks.
I can do that.
That'll
be
easy. Yep.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the February warrants.
A motion to approve the February warrants.
Second.
And we have a second. Any last discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Warrants approved. Anyone feel they need to go into item number 9? If not, Joe and Jane, item number 10.
I think you better talk about just what happened since the last time we met. We've been served again. There you go.
And one other thing, Chip. John was maybe going to talk about the Daniel Irrigation meeting. There was just one really good item that came out of that on what the state's going to do.
Okay. Before we then adjourn again, John, would you like to take a few minutes? I'd love to hear that.
Yes.
Okay. I said yes, the fact that the state is coming in August or so to re-adjudicate, and I asked the question, okay, so whatever, you know, where are we sitting? You know, are we, what are they going by, what criteria are they going by? And he said, well, first, he says, we've talked to our attorney, and first they're just going to look at the irrigation company
as a whole.
And see if they're using the water efficiently, and he was telling us that we're fine and we don't have to worry. And if you got more than 4.3 or something shares per acre, he says they need to be leased out somewhere else or make sure they're being used. Didn't necessarily have to go on our own property, but they had to be leased out somewhere. But that concern was if you've got more shares, what acres you have to water,
but it's still a concern.
So they can't come take them, and I did mention that because I have extra chairs, and I said, well, I have one chair because I might possibly go to Daniel Water at some point, and so I'm gonna sit on that chair, and, you know, that made the president of the irrigation company start thinking a little bit, but what I got out of it is that they're gonna look at it as a whole, make sure that all the water is being used, and they really didn't feel like they were gonna go to individual property owners.
But the other thing is if your property's not greened up, you better get it greened up.
That's true.
Because if it starts showing, of course, I'll go back over a few years and be looking at that piece of property, and if it wasn't greened up or used with cattle or something else on there in the Atway, then.
Did Daniel Irrigation talk to you about all the shares that are outside their boundary and how they're gonna be able to service those shares that other municipalities own?
Like Wheeler Park and.
Like when the adjudication comes, they have a lot of shares that somebody else own, and apparently from their own bylaws, they can't, they can't find them out and they have.
They did address that. They says they probably better get them sold, or leased out to somebody that's in the system. About what I got out of it. Is that what you got out?
Well, my understanding is like in Heber Meadows and some of those subdivisions, that they're supplying some of the irrigation water. So he said if you had extra shares, and I thought they were gonna be looking at this in November, and so the state was coming in, and they're the first irrigation company that the state's gonna come and look at. So.
Is Daniel?
Is Daniel. So I felt that if you had extra shares, you better get a lease by next year.
By this year?
Well, I think we're gonna be okay going through this year. I think, well, maybe you're correct.
Get them leased out this year.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
So that they are already being utilized, as long as the water's being utilized. I think that was the main gist of that whole.
John, did you tell me that it was in their bylaws that it was 4 shares per acre? It's not the state telling them?
No, that's,
or is that the state?
They were saying that the Daniel's Irrigation, that it takes 4.3 roughly shares per acre to aquatically irrigate an acre here. Stuff over Midway's different.
Well, those shares are different acre feet.
Yeah.
So different shares have different acre feet attached to them. The Daniel Irrigation Board, that's what they made the determination, it was 4.3. So that's what we require as a town when somebody's coming in to have to show that they have water to irrigate, is a 4.3 number that we have. That's what we go off of.
Now, somewhere here that they lost a lot of records.
They've been around a while. I think they probably maybe don't have all the records. Hopefully they do.
What can we do about that?
Any other office? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to go into closed session and get out of public.
So just quickly before we leave that, the way adjudication works, they will hardly ever come to the user. They hardly ever will come to a user. They take the area, they say they service this area, there's this many, they take aerial photos, this much is green, they're using that much water. Then they take, they will tell, if their shares are worth 4.3, they will now be worth 3.7. The whole company gets a cut. So if you even have that water, you're getting the cut too. It's the entire company. And then the company has to go out and either take those shares that aren't being put to beneficial use, or however they do it, they leave up to the companies to take that bullet before it.
And they've always said if the state takes water shares away from the company, they are going to the private user to take it back. And if it's re-adjudicating, hey, we're going to give you 3 shares for your every 4 1/4.
Yeah,
they'll take it, and there's no.
Right. So that's how it works. They hardly ever go to the homeowner. unless it's a non-use, and they will take it to 7 years, and it's not, everybody says it's continued, it is not. If you don't use it for 4 years, then you use it for 10 years, and then you don't use it for 3 more years, you're a 7. So it doesn't have to be in a row.
Just has to add up to 7.
And so they'll watch that. So a lease, if you have a signed lease, is beneficial use. There's several ways you can do with your water, but as far as you was talking about, Mayor, municipalities, they won't be, if they are in a change use application, they've been turned in for water shares, will be exempt from that adjudication process.
For their growth and future.
Right, and unless you have too much, and then they're going to require a study that shows how big your growth is anticipated, and then they'll let you have that much. So it's not like you can just park a bunch of water there. So, but with that you'd have to run the study. You know, we'd have to have Ryan run a study for future growth and tell us what that amount is. That's what they'll let us say.
Question.
They added a study.
Is it to our interest if anybody's got some shares to sell?
For the town to buy, or you say?
For the town to buy those shares?
It could, or it may not be. That's probably a good discussion to have. I mean, we could put that as an agenda item. We could put it in to discuss it, because it has come up before. That is pretty important.
At the cost of what they are, because they're not what Midways are, but certainly in the future, town councils, mayor might be very appreciative that this town council bought some.
You know,
if we could get our hands on it.
There's a bunch of them for sale in the Wasatch.
I noticed that.
Yeah,
a little high though, at this first thing went out, and everybody's starting to get scared.
35 or 3?
4,200.
43. Oh,
yeah.
That is high.
They're a little high right now for what they have been, but people are starting to get scared about it. I think the letters will go out in November. I think everybody will be getting the letters.
Well, we can always make an offer.
That will cause some panic. But
we can always make an offer.
Well, I think myself, this is my opinion, is the town has every reason to try and keep that water close. For future growth, everything that we need, we can change that application and pull it out of our well.
Well, the water for sure, our town boundary and our water in our valley is certainly the most important for all of us involved in
it. Not making any more.
Could release it. Okay, maybe there's a possibility that, well, we buy it at whatever price, and can release it back to those property owners that may need that. But we got it for future growth. I don't know if we can or can't. I've been just throwing out a question.
You know, depending on what the shares cost and who needs what they release for it, I don't think they're leased for a whole lot, but I don't know what that payout would be over X amount of time if we wanted to get in that side or not. But once again, it's worth the discussion, because they're talking about it everywhere, in every meeting, talking about water. So.
And that could be a possibility of paying them off over some time. Because of individuals, we have individual agreements.
Well,
I don't know.
Put on the agenda and they talk about it.
Yeah, let's put it on the agenda and let's possibly, you know, ask a question to the attorney. So we can at least get a rough idea.
Okay. Discuss that.
Right.
And be surprised.
And be surprised, and then, oh, if we only knew that the town would.
Well, here's the flip side of that. The state's going to come and pay. You think that the irrigation companies would be looking out of spot to cut this building?
But
yet so far that hasn't happened yet.
No.
There may not be a place to put it.
Right. But, I mean, they can hide as much as they can with that study, rather than just that goes away and the whole company ends up in America. Well, no, it's going to be interesting. You probably hear all about this at your office. We should ask Sherry. She probably don't know.
She's just Northfield.
Wait till tomorrow. The story will change.
And on these warrants, I never had voted before for Tom Rollins, so I haven't paid him at all. I talked to him, so I'll see him.
I will see him.
Yeah. I'm keeping track. I owe him $200.
And I've even personally handed him the form.
I talked to him in a meeting.
Hey, we've been scouts for a long time. Sometimes you just gotta fill out the application.
Okay.
Close session then.
Yeah, probably a couple of things we can discuss. I'll turn around and motion.
You need to say them in your motion.
Yeah.
What was the reason we wanted to close that?
For legal reasons that may arise and have arisen. So that would be the reason going into closed session. So the chair will entertain a motion to leave regular session and go into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
First and a second in discussion. If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We're now out of regular session and moving into closed.